So just sitting or lying down, making yourself feel comfortable, feet and hands apart, I want you to look up, looking up as high as you can, looking into your eyeballs, and keep your eyeballs up, keeping your eyeballs right up. Just breathe in and breathe out. And every time you blink, that's hypnosis coming upon you. Just breathe in and breathe out. Just one final time, breathe in, keeping your eyeballs up. And as you exhale, just close your eyelids right down, all the way down. As your eyelids shut down, the muscles and the skin in and around your eyes are becoming heavy, droopy, drowsy. Your eyelids are starting to feel right now as if they've been glued shut, sealed shut, locked together. Now just forget all about your eyes, and I just want you to drop your chin just a little so you really feel that looking down sensation that you might feel as you look over a balcony or down a flight of stairs. And you're looking down 10 steps. You have that looking down feeling, looking down these 10 steps. And as I begin to count down backwards from 10 to 1, you'll be moving on to each step. So moving on to step 10 right now. As each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 9, and you know that you're simply going deeper into a wonderful, powerful awareness of yourself. And you can see your feet treading each step as you're taking step 8. You can hear your feet making contact with each step. As you take step 7, you can see your feet, hear your feet, even feel your feet connecting to each step as you go deeper. You're taking step 6 now, going deeper with every heartbeat, every sound, noise, and movement around you, just carrying you deeper and deeper into such a healing, powerful, wonderful state of hypnosis. You're taking step 5, you're halfway down, as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 4, as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level. You're taking step 3, going even deeper still. Now you're taking step 2, going deeper into an awareness of yourself. And you're taking step 1, just go deeper. Drift deeper, sink deeper. And every time I click my fingers and say the words, go deeper, drift deeper, sink deeper, you are going deeper and deeper into an awareness of yourself. So just go deeper and deeper and even deeper still. And as you go deeper, you're responding exactly as you need to, because hypnosis is not about being asleep. It's simply about being in a state of suggestibility. So I'm going to show you just how incredibly suggestible you are. So I want you to put your attention onto your fingertips and notice that they're beginning to tingle. And as you continue to focus on your fingertips, you can notice the tingling beginning to increase. And the more you focus on it, the more it increases. And now you can move this focus from your fingertips to the tips of your toes and notice the tingling sensation again. At the tips of your toes, they are tingling, and the more you think about your toes tingling, the more you can feel that sensation, the more it increases. And the only reason we're doing this is to prove that you are suggestible, and you absolutely are suggestible, because the question is not are you going into hypnosis, but are you suggestible, which you are, and every suggestion you accept makes the next suggestion easier to accept. So just allow yourself to go deeper, sink deeper, drift deeper, and every time I click my fingers, you sink deeper into this state of relaxation. And as you drift down deeper and deeper into hypnosis, Your mind is open and receptive to everything I say and to everything I suggest. Your subconscious mind will be listening intently to any and all suggestions that are for the benefit of your health and well-being. And these suggestions will travel so deep and have such a lasting impression and influence that they will become deeply ingrained in your subconscious mind. As these suggestions sink deeply into the subconscious part of your mind, they will become a permanent part of your everyday life, influencing the way you think and the way you feel and the way you eat. And when you eat, you select foods that are healthy and nutritious, that benefit your health, foods that give you energy, and you feel in control of your eating and the amount of food that you have. And you eat enough food, but you find it easy and effortless to stop eating when you're full, because you say to yourself, I'm done. You say to yourself, I'm done, that's enough. And you find it easy to leave food knowing that you've had enough and you can always have more later or at another time. You find it easy to turn down offers of food that don't interest you. You feel confident in yourself for what you want, and you can easily and politely say no to foods that you know are not nutritious or healthy. And you find it easy to eat less food and feel just as satisfied as ever, because you're aware that there is always plenty of food available to you, and you don't need or want to eat as much as you used to. You feel contented and satisfied by smaller amounts of food, and it satisfies your needs. It's enough food, and you are in control of yourself and your appetite. And when you've eaten enough, you stop eating. And it's so simple and so easy to stop eating because you're full, and you enjoy a lighter feeling of satisfaction within you. You eat only in response to your body's natural need for food as nourishing fuel to give you energy, life, and vitality. And you feel completely satisfied with eating just enough to satisfy your hunger. And you no longer use food to deal with your feelings or emotions. Whatever those feelings or emotions, you know that food isn't going to be helpful. So you find other ways to manage those feelings that don't involve eating or food, knowing that you have so many other choices that are not food. You accept your emotions, feelings, and thoughts as transient, and you allow them to come and go, knowing they are temporary. And you don't need to turn to food or use food to cope or help you feel better, because you know that food is not going to make you feel better. And the next time you feel emotional, you instinctively stop and realize, see, feel that you are not actually hungry and there is no need to eat. You no longer link emotions with eating, and you only eat when you are physically hungry. You no longer need food to help you feel good. You find you don't want to eat for comfort, as that just leads you to feel heavy and uncomfortable in your body. You derive more comfort from other things that are nothing to do with food or eating, and you realize that overeating and emotional eating will not and do not solve any problems or make you feel any better. And you find it easy to turn down sugary foods and junk foods. You find it easy and effortless not to eat those foods because sugar and junk foods have no purpose for you. You feel calm, comfortable, and in control of your eating. You're completely in control of what you eat, and you know that you will eat just the right amount of food and your metabolism will work efficiently just the way it should. And you no longer crave sugary foods or junk foods, and each day you want those foods less and less. You dislike the taste of sweet foods, fizzy drinks, biscuits, cakes, and chocolates. And when you eat those foods, you realize how horrible they are, how sickly sweet they are, and you dislike the synthetic, sickly flavors. When you see sugary foods, you feel repelled, you feel repulsed by sugary foods and junk foods, and when you see them, you find it easy to ignore them because they don't have any appeal to you. You only desire to eat foods that are healthy and only enjoy naturally sweet foods such as fruit. The mere thought of junk foods or sugary foods disgusts you as you imagine that sugar and junk going into your body, draining your body of energy, turning into fat that your body does not need. Your subconscious mind automatically knows what foods to choose and what foods are right and healthy for you. And because of this, you notice that sugary foods are overly sweet and sickly. Your mind and your body effortlessly reject all sugary and junk foods, and you find yourself automatically rejecting these foods without even thinking about it. And your taste buds seek out only natural foods, vegetables, salads, fruits, and all of those foods that completely satisfy you. And any cravings for unhealthy foods are gone. Unhealthy foods no longer interest you. That way of eating is now in your past. And if you ever crave a particular food, you find it easy to stop and take a moment to pause, knowing that no matter how intense the craving, if you don't react to it, then the craving will pass. Because you know you are in complete control over what you choose to eat, and you choose to eat healthy foods. And you completely reject chocolate, biscuits, cakes, crisps, and other junk food. You find you dislike crisps because they taste greasy, oily, and synthetic. You see them as fake food. The crisps are like crunchy, tasteless pieces of cardboard. You feel disgusted and repelled by them. You find you've lost all taste and desire for all sweet foods and all sweet drinks. The sugar in sweet foods and sweet drinks becomes really noticeable to you, and you can imagine that sugar sticking to your teeth, covering the inside of your mouth with a sticky, sugary paste, and you really dislike it. Your mind and your body reject all sweet foods and sweet drinks. And if you imagine you've been persuaded to put something sweet in your mouth or any junk food to eat, and you taste it, and the sugar is so sickly sweet, and 10 times more sweet and 10 times more sickly than it ever was before. Junk foods and sugar make you feel sick, and you find it easy to say no because you don't want them. Not because I say so, but because you have decided right now. You find it so easy to eat healthily. Your mind automatically says no to chocolate. You don't want it. You say no to sugar. You don't want it. You say no to cake. You don't want it. You say no to crisps. You don't want them. You say no to biscuits. You don't want them. You say no to drinks. You don't want them. You find it easy to say no to all of these foods. And when you say no, you mean no. You say no to these foods and you immediately feel proud of yourself. Your mind and body reject sugary foods. They are poison to your system. And you say no to these foods and it's easy. You have no need for all of this artificial junk because you only want to enjoy natural foods that give you energy, and you feel proud and good in yourself for being healthy. From now on, you only desire healthy, natural foods and drinks. Sugary foods, junk foods are all things you used to eat, but you don't eat now. You love the way healthy eating makes you feel because you love the way it makes you feel in your body. You want to feed your body natural, nourishing foods, so you pile your plate with vegetables and salads because your taste buds are changing to this way of eating. And all of these foods taste so good. You obtain all the natural sugars your body needs through eating fresh fruit and sweet vegetables. You seek out healthy foods because you enjoy it. You delight in the delicious taste of natural foods, and you love the incredibly positive effects you feel from eating healthily. You know that eating healthily and nourishing your body helps your body work efficiently and effectively, and you enjoy making healthy food choices. Because by choosing healthy foods, you have more energy. Your clothes feel looser, you feel lighter, slimmer, and you love that feeling. You love the way your body feels when you eat healthily. Your body moves easily, you feel comfortable in your clothes. Your hair becomes shinier, your skin is clear and glowing, Your nails are strong and long. You love having a strong, healthy, wonderful body, and you like and love your body and want to look after it by giving it nutrients from fresh food. You love and respect your body, and all day, every day, you feel slimmer and lighter. Layers of excess fat that your body doesn't need start to melt away as your body reaches its natural weight, shape, and size. And when you see your reflection in the mirror, you see yourself slimmer, healthier, happier, more relaxed and confident. You notice how your clothes feel looser, and this makes you feel great. Your energy levels are increasing every day, and because you have more energy, you feel motivated to be active. You enjoy moving your body and doing exercise. You love moving your body. And you don't allow anyone, even yourself, to put yourself down or say negative words to yourself. And if any negative thoughts enter your mind, you find it easy to dismiss them as just thoughts that are not real or true. They are just thoughts, and it's just one thought out of tens of thousands of other thoughts, and you don't need to pay attention to any negative thoughts or words that may come into your mind. And so you find it easy to ignore and dismiss them. You know that you are enough. You are more than enough, and you are lovable at any size, and you don't need to be slimmer or thinner to be lovable, because your confidence, your attractiveness, and your ability to be loved and special has nothing to do with your size or weight. You are enough just as you are. You are loved and you are lovable. You feel good about yourself, knowing you are just enough. You are enough. You feel good about other people. And because you know that you are lovable. And you are becoming healthier and happier and more confident as each day goes by. Knowing you are enough, and all of these wonderful positive thoughts and feelings are within you, and these good thoughts and feelings are becoming stronger and stronger every single day. And these suggestions will be embedded deeply into your subconscious mind, and you will have a deep feeling of empowerment and self-control, feeling amazing, feeling wonderful, feeling phenomenal, feeling so excited for this phenomenal transformation that's taking place within you, and seeing how you are changing in the best possible way, using this recording, loving this recording, owning it, playing this recording, making these words so familiar they fill up your mind and start to rewire your mind to be positive, to dialogue and collaborate with yourself perfectly, not just sometimes, but all of the time. And feeling amazing and making this who you are. And when you are ready, you can slowly, calmly, easily, effortlessly return to your full awareness. Feeling wonderful, feeling good about yourself, feeling awesome, knowing your mind is full of positive words and images and thoughts, feeling excited, feeling fully aware on the count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can just open up your eyes when you're ready and take a long, deep breath. And of course, if you're sleeping, you can just drift into a deep sleep that will carry you right through until the morning, and you can dream those powerful, exciting, healing, wonderful dreams. And you can do that any time at all, including right now.